Humor and Dialect, by Paul Laurence Dunbar. How Lucy Backslid. The times is mighty stirring among the people up our way. They's spurtin' and they's arguin' and fussin' night and day, and all this bunch of trouble that it makes me tired to tell is about that Lucy Jackson that was such a mighty belle. She was the preacher's favorite, and he told the church one night that she traveled through the cloud of sin, a barren of a light. But now I allow he thinkin' that she must have lost her lamp, 'cause Lucy done backslided and there's trouble in the camp. Her daddy wants to beat her, but her mammy dares him to, for she lookin' at the question from a woman's point of view. And she say that now she wouldn't have it different if she could, that her daughter only acted just like any other would. 'Cause, you know, when women argue, they is mighty easy led, and they hearts and don't go foolin' round about the reasons of the head. So her mammy laid the law down, she ain't recognizin' wrong, but you got to make allowance for the cause that go along. Now the cause that made Miss Lucy fur to throw her grace away, I's afeard won't bear no spection when it comes to judgment day. Don't the same thing been a-walkin' ever since the world began, the woman disobeyin' fur to tice along a man? If you attended the revivals which we held the winter past, you can recollect that converts was a-comin' thick and fast. But there ain't no use in talkin', they was all left in the lurch when old Miss Jackson's daughter found her peace and took the church. Why, she shouted over every inch of Ebenezer's floor, up into the preacher's pulpit, and from door down to the door. Then she hugged and squeezed her mammy, and she hugged and kissed her dad, and she struck out at her sister, people said, like she was mad. I attended some revivals that was lively in my day, and I's seen folks get religion in most every kind of way, but I tell you, and you believe me, that I speakin' true indeed, that gal took her religion harder than the hardest yet I seed. Well, from that, 'twas Sister Jackson, won't you please do this or that? She must allers start to singin' when they'd pass around the hat, and it seemed there wasn't nothin' in that church that could go by. Doubt Sister Lucy Jackson had a finger in the pie. But they sayin' mighty truthful that hit easier to sail when the sea is calm and gentle than to weather out a gale. That's what made this woman's trouble. If the storm had kept away, she'd had enough religion for to last it out her day. Lucy went with Lishy Davis, but when she joined church, you know, there was lots of little places that, of course, she couldn't go. And she had to get up dancin' and her singin' and her play. Now, it's natural that sich goings on would drive a man away. So when Lucy got so solemn, Ike, he started for to go with a gal who was a sinner and could make a better show. Lucy just went on to meetin' like she didn't care a rap. But my experience kept me thinkin' there was something going to drap. For a gal won't let a religion or no other stop her when she takes a notion that she wants a weddin' ring. You can promise her the blessings of a happy afterlife, and it's nice to be an angel, but she'd rather be a wife. So when Christmas come and mast again a frolic on the lawn, didn't surprise me not the littlest seeing Lucy looking on, and I seed a warning lightning go a-flashing from her eye, just as Lishy and his new gal went a-gallivanting by, and that tilty oomph she giggled, and she gin her dress a-flirt, like the people she was passing was as common as the dirt. And the minute she was dancing, why, that gal put on more airs than a cat a-taking kittens up a pair of winding stairs. She could afford to show her smartness, for she couldn't help but know that with just the present dances she was owner of the flow. But I think she'd kind of cool down if she happened on the sly for to notice that ere lightning that I seed in Lucy's eye. And she wouldn't have been so astonished when the people gin a shout, and Lucy throwed her mantle back and come a-gliding out. Some arms was there to take her, and she fluttered down the floor like a feather from a bed-tick when the wind commenced to blow. Soon as Tildy see the trouble, she just turn and toss her head, but seemed like she lost her spirit, all her daringness was dead. Didn't cut another capper nary time to blessed night, but the other one it looked like couldn't get enough to light. When you keeps a colt a-standin' in the stable all along, when he do get out and hits natural, he'll be pullin' mighty strong. If you will tie up your feelings, here's the best advice to take. Look out for an awful losin' when the string that holds him break. Lucy's mammy groaned to see her, and her pappy stormed and tore, but she kept right on hauling to the center of the floor. So they went and asked the pastor if he could make her quit, but the telling of the story throwed the preacher in a fit. Dildy Taylor chewed a handkerchief till she'd chewed it in a hole. All the sinners was rejoicing, 'cause the lamb had left the fold. And the last I see to Lucy, she and Lish was side and side. I don't blame the gal for dancing, and I couldn't if I tried. From the men that wants to marry ain't a-growing round on trees, and the gal that wants to get one surely has to try to please. It's a harder thing for a woman for to pray and just sit down and to sacrifice a husband so's to try to gain a crown. Now, I don't say she was justified in following her plan, but although she lost her religion, yet she surely got the man. Later on, when she is certain that the preacher's made him fast, she can just go back to church and ask forgiveness for the past. The End of How Lucy Backslid by Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.